When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Monday, June 3rd. Jaguars OTA number 7 is in the books. We're going to recap it here today, everything I saw out there. It is the last OTA that media will be at, right? The coaching staff is going to be available to speak with the media on Wednesday. We'll meet with them. But last OTA that we're going to be at next week, mandatory minicamp starts. If you've been following along with the Jaguars during the Doug Peterson era, that likely means that no vets next week, right? Doug Peterson, both years as the Jaguars head coach, has given the veterans mandatory minicamp off, get the focus back on the young players, the guys fighting for the roster, the rookies, undrafted free agents, all that fun stuff. So most of the vets will not be at mandatory minicamp next week, which will be Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday will be the media availability for those practices. Of course, Foye Oluokun stuck around last year. We'll see if any vets are sticking around this year that aren't rehabbing from injury. The guys rehabbing from injury likely will be there. So you're talking about, you know, Eric Armstead, Roy Robertson-Harris, who Doug Peterson said he expects both of those guys, all the guys rehabbing, to be available for training camp, to be ready to go. So it'll be interesting to see that, certainly, once you're able to get Eric Armstead and Roy Robertson-Harris out there with that defense, get pads on, see what that defense really can do, that defensive front, because it looks like it should be one of the strengths of the teams. But again, mandatory minicamp will be next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'll be out there, so make sure to lock in here and on my Twitter, of course. If you're enjoying the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjack.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member right here on YouTube. So there's a good bit of news to touch on kind of before we talk about the practice. Chris Ash, Jaguars hired him to the scouting staff. He's been a secondary coach in the NFL and in college for a long time, was the Jaguars safety coach in 2021, never had been a scout in the NFL before. Has spent, again, a lot of time coaching DBs, most recently with the Raiders, but he will be with the Jaguars as a scout, and I saw him out there today. David White, really sad news for the Jacksonville local Westside High guy, wide receiver the Jaguars brought in as an undrafted free agent. He did suffer a torn ACL, and so he's going to be out for the year, a guy that's going to have to try to battle back after an injury. It's going to be tough for him, but he's got talent, like size, athleticism, so hopefully you'll see him again. Brandon McManus was released by the Commanders amid the sexual assault allegations, so we'll see what happens there. Obviously, moving forward with the court case and maybe a potential NFL investigation into what was going on that plane. But Brandon McManus, to me, the Raiders or the Commanders probably released him due to the fact that they don't want to be associated with what happened. And I don't think that necessarily has anything to do with any of the NFL's potential investigation. More so what the Commanders were viewing as, we don't want to be a part of this situation. We don't want someone accused of that being part of our organization at this time, is my take on that. Again, we'll see how that all ends up playing out for the Jaguars, who, you know, if it is found that there were things against league rules going on that flight, the Jaguars could lose potentially draft pick, could certainly be fined. But getting into today more so, Doug Peterson talked to the media before practice. He said Parker Washington in particular has stood out this offseason among the second-year guys, but he listed off a whole bunch of them, likes what he's seeing from all of them. I thought Parker Washington you know, he has had a good camp or OTAs, and he had a good day today. Multiple catches in team portion of practice, you know, 7-on-7, 11-on-11. But again, I will say, I've had to say this every time because I just don't want y'all to get too high or too low. This is unpadded practice. This is no helmets practice. This is as far away from real football as you can get while having a football practice, if that makes sense. So I do think Parker Washington has looked good, though, and he had another good day today. And Doug Peterson obviously gave him a shout-out during the press conference. Cam Robinson was back at practice today. Didn't see him last week. Did not see Ezra Cleveland or Darnell Savage out there today. Not sure what the situation is there, but did want to share that with y'all. Gabe Davis is still limited. He looks excellent, though. This is a guy I tweeted about earlier. You know he's big. Like, he's like 220-plus pounds, 6'2". For someone that size, he moves really well. And I'm not talking about straight line speed. I'm talking about more of like the agility, short area explosiveness, all that stuff. I think Gabe Davis kind of impressed me in that regard so far. And he's been limited, so he hasn't been going in the team portions. But just the way he kind of moves, the fluidity he has as an athlete is impressive to me. Heath Barwell also spoke before practice, talked about kickoff, said you're having different angles, different blocking schemes, but same techniques is what they're teaching. Every day for him and this entire special teams staff and unit, it's a learning experience. They did bring in former Jaguar special teams coordinator Joe DeCamillis, who is, you know, one of the most veteran and well-respected special teams guys around. They brought him in to advise them a little bit recently, you know, just give them some pointers, get different ideas, things of that nature. So they did have a fresh set of eyes kind of looking at what they were doing, but it's going to be a constantly evolving situation. And it's a copycat league, as Heath Barwell mentioned. You're going to see one team do something you like. You're going to take that and implement it into what you're doing. Maybe some things other teams are doing that you don't like, make sure you're not doing that. But again, newness, evolution to that situation with the new kickoff rule every single week. Evan Engram, want to talk about him. He has been so damn good for the Jaguars, you know, during his 2 years here in Jacksonville. But this offseason, nothing different. Like, he's going up and making impressive catches every day. He's getting open. He's running hard. He's practicing hard. He's practicing like it's training camp. And so you're seeing a guy go out there and play really well.
When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context, plus tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did see Trevor Lawrence get Mason Smith on a hard count. So that was something interesting to see a little bit there. The rookie getting a little bit too excited there. Got to make sure you're not snapping early. Brenton Strange, Saw him get involved in the passing game quite a bit, multiple catches and teams, including a touchdown grab. So it was good to see the second round pick from 2023 go out there and make some plays for this offense. Saw Brian Thomas Jr. versus Tyson Campbell. Brian Thomas Jr. was able to get open short against Campbell in one-on-one. Saw Chad Muma running with Tank Bigsby down the field. Was able to kind of keep up with him in coverage a little bit. But then you saw Tank take advantage a little bit later. We'll talk about Tank. Elijah Cooks, he had a nice short grab and tight coverage from DeAndre Prince, who I think Prince has been a little bit up and down. I think this is a talented player with great speed, but he's been a little bit up and down for the Jaguars so far. Somebody to keep an eye on throughout the rest of spring and summer as you get into training camp, because it's going to be a tight battle behind the top two corners for depth, for playing time potentially, you know, beyond Tyson Campbell and Ronald Darby on the outside there. Foye Aluikun, and I just wanted to shout him out. He's been flying around, looks really good. Just a guy who brings the energy, brings the effort every single play. I want to talk about Trey Flowers a little bit. You can tell this is a guy who has incredible length, and he's wearing 37 out there, so not quite the same as the guy who used to wear number 37 in Jacksonville, Trey Herndon. He's super tall, very lanky. A guy you can tell has a lot of experience in press coverage, and so that's why the Jaguars obviously feel pretty good about him, the experience with him. And we'll see if he's able to make a run at a roster spot. Brian Thomas Jr., I mentioned he was able to beat Tyson Campbell. He had a good day overall, no drops. He does seem to go through individual stuff a little bit slow. I don't know if that matters. I don't know if that's here or there. I don't know if maybe he's just trying to make sure he's acclimated to what he's doing before he starts going full speed. But when you see him out there, 7-on-7, 11-on-11, one-on-ones, he's out there doing a really good job. Trevor Lawrence was super sharp today, had a solid day, has had a really solid OTA overall. This series of practices that we've been able to watch. I think Mac Jones had a very good day overall, but late in practice, Jarian Jones did pick him off over the middle of the field. Ball was thrown a little bit behind the receiver. Jarian Jones was able to make the adjustment on the ball. The receiver was not. It was a big-time play for Jarian Jones, who has looked fantastic for the Jaguars. He was also able to kind of press Christian Kirk up against the boundary down the field in the end zone on a rep in practice and team portion of practice, where he was just able to squeeze him and not give him any room to make a catch in bounds. So Jarian Jones has been fantastic. But again, other than that, I thought Mac Jones had a nice day. Love the energy that he brings. I mentioned that Tank Bigsby wasn't able to create much separation against Chad Muma on a rep. Later on, he was able to catch a pass underneath and then kind of put a foot in the ground and go the other direction, left Chad Muma grasping for air. I think Tank Bigsby, as I've mentioned, has looked really good running the ball, looked really good with the ball in his hands, looked better catching it today. Buster Brown, I've talked about him a little bit. He has been super competitive for the Jaguars throughout this OTA session so far, a guy that I think he's going to really like press coverage. Mintrell Miller, he's been out there. Energy is apparent. Enthusiasm is apparent. So is his ability to diagnose and make plays coming downhill. So that's a guy that you really love the impact he's making as a depth linebacker right now. Trayvon Walker, I thought, had a good day, was able to get into the backfield several times in the team portion of practice against the run. You saw him sticking with a tight end in coverage as well. Saw Travis Gibson, who's wearing number 50 for the Jaguars, a guy I did a deep dive on his tape last week. Saw him get some pressure in this one, so that was great to see, obviously. After practice, Trevor Lawrence, he met with the media, talked about a lot. You can go check it out, I'm sure, on the Jaguars socials, YouTube, whatever. Said that he would like to get the new contract done before training camp, so it kind of is behind everyone. But he also said at the same time, he has the same job to do either way. So it really isn't that big of a deal. But would it be nice for everyone to just kind of have that contract situation done and just focus on football? I think the common sentiment coming out of the Jaguars building is yes. Like Trevor Lawrence has said it. Doug Peterson has said it. Obviously, Trent Baalke has talked a little bit about getting that deal done. But Trevor Lawrence said he's really liked working with Brian Thomas Jr. and Gabe Davis. Both of those guys, I think he's establishing a rapport with, a chemistry with, and they're trying to get it rolling because even though Brian Thomas Jr. and Gabe Davis don't have to be the number one targets in this offense, like Christian Kirk going to be super high volume, Evan Ingram going to be super high volume. They will be relied upon in 2024. So those guys and Trevor Lawrence, they need to continue to establish that chemistry throughout the rest of this spring and into the summer, obviously. We will be back at it next week for mandatory minicamp. Again, don't expect to see many vets out there, but we will see how it plays out there. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.